When someone wants to log trees or build roads on a piece of private or state land in Alaska, they're supposed to comply with the provisions of the Alaska Forest Resources and Practices Act. But according to Petersburg homeowner Ed Wood, the measure is lacking a key element.
All it does is it contains protections for fish habitat, and it mentions wildlife. It protects water quality, but nowhere in there is there a mention of humans or public safety.
Wood is a founder of the Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association. The 90-plus member group came together over 2 years ago to oppose an Alaska Mental Health Trust plan to log its land on the steep hillsides above their homes. Michelle Funce says her home lies below a bench or plateau that was proposed for clear-cutting as part of that plan.
We were concerned initially about water quality because we take our water off the hillside. Even though we could get city water, we still choose to take the water off the hillside. And then once we started looking into it, we found out that it doesn't matter if there's a bench there, because if the hillside slides, it will come across that. That is like very small in comparison to what's been seen to happen in other places.
Because of pressure from the homeowners group and similar concerns in other communities, the Trust Land Office has put aside its logging plans for the time being. Instead, the agency is looking at swapping about 20,000 acres of its land in Petersburg and several other communities around the region with Tongass Forest Land. Federal land has much more extensive environmental protections in the state. However, Trust officials have said they will reconsider logging their Petersburg property if the swap does not work out. So Wood says the homeowners group is proposing a short paragraph be added to the state's Forest Practices Act to address their public safety concerns.
Activities that increase susceptibilities to slope failures, such as logging, should be prohibited or restricted if slope failures pose a danger to life or property. Critical facilities, homes, and other buildings for human occupancy should not be located in areas susceptible to major slope failure.
The language is specifically targeted to address landslide issues in populated areas, according to Wood, who says it's not intended to address slope stability where there are no people living. Funt points out that other coastal states like Oregon, Washington, and California address public safety in their forestry laws, yet Alaska does not.
The Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association is not against development in any way, but it's, you know, it's somewhat illogical to assume that our state regulations protect everything, because they don't. They protect fish habitat, they protect other types of habitat, they protect water resources, but they don't protect human safety.
Funt says the state has a duty to protect its citizens, and she says this is an issue throughout the mountainous landscape of southeast Alaska, and they want some protections for houses and infrastructure that lie below steep hillsides.
As part of the Mitkoff Homeowners Association, we really want to address not just our own issue, but the issues that we've found in all the workings that we've done in the last 2 years with other communities where they're also facing the same kind of things with potential development right above their homes.
It would take legislation to change statute, and the State Board of Forestry may weigh in on that issue after more study and scientific review. State Forester and Board Chair Chris Mache says he thinks the board is sensitive to the group's concerns, but it's also sensitive about opening up the Forest Practices Act. Mache says the state's Division of Forestry will be taking a closer look at the issue.
What the board instructed the division to do is take a look at two other states where they have amended their forest practices law to deal with public safety issues concerning steep slopes and harvesting on steep slopes, and those are the states of Oregon and Washington. So we'll be having staff essentially do a side-by-side comparison of the best management practices for steep slope harvesting, and particularly taking a close look at what they've done different for public safety, the public safety aspect of steep slope harvesting. Are the BMPs, in fact, different than what you would have to protect water quality and fish habitat, which are the two areas that the current Alaskan law has statutory authority to oversee and to regulate.
Mache says the division will also review written studies about the effects of different types of timber harvesting on steep slopes.
You're always going to have experts on both sides of the equation on this. There are situations where you can definitely harvest on steep slopes if you follow a prescribed set of BMPs. The element that we get into with this particular situation is this public safety aspect of it. And that adds a different, little higher bar, in my opinion, to the situation.
And Mache says a private landowner would have to keep that higher bar in mind when planning their development activity. At this point, the board has not made any recommendations on the proposal. They're planning to give the issue more consideration, though some members are reluctant to recommend a change in state statute. The board's timber industry representative is Rick Rogers, a forester with the Chugach Alaska Corporation.
It just seems fairly drastic to go in and propose modifying a law for the entire state of Alaska on a situation that, while it might be a difficult land use issue in Petersburg, I just don't think it's an appropriate place to go to modify the entire Forest Practices Act to address that. I think you've already got liability issues in place, and I think you've got thoughtful managers that are taking these concerns into consideration already.
Still, the 9-member board has recommended changes to the Forest Practices Act over the years, and Rogers says the group prides itself on being objective. He says they typically deliberate carefully on these issues. The homeowners group has the support of their elected state representative. Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson says the safety concern is legitimate, and she plans to introduce legislation next year to address it in statute.
So what I would do is look to see how it's been worded in the other states, how that would fit in our statutes, and how the wording would be best for Alaska.
The State Board of Forestry is expected to discuss the matter again at their next meeting July 8th in Haines. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.